Many years ago, the great explorer Sir Francis Drake was attempting to recruit a number of young men for an upcoming exploration. So he gathered them around and told the group that if they came with him, he would see some of the most marvelous things their eyes could ever behold. Sandy white beaches, juicy fruits, foreign peoples, priceless treasures, and gorgeous landscapes. He told them this adventure could be theirs if they came with him. Not one of them enlisted for the journey. The next day, a different group came out. Drake told them that if they came with him, they'd encounter storms that would terrify them to tears. Tiger winds would hammer them and blow them off course for months. Water would frequently be scarce. At times, it'd be so thirsty that their very souls would cry out for simply one drop of water. Well, that day, every single one of the group joined Sir Francis Drake. Some didn't even go home to say goodbye to their families. They just boarded the boat, eager for the journey. You ask, what made the difference between these two groups? Why did the first group turn down the mission, and the second group jump at the chance? Was the second group different and more adventurous than the first? The answer, no, is not the men who changed. It was the message. The first spoke of rewards. The second spoke of challenges. The first offered comfort. The second promised suffering. The first offered comfort with things. The second promised suffering that seduced them with an experience unlike any other. I like to think that Sir Francis Drake discovered what Jesus knew all too well way back when. The paths that are offered to us must promise to shape us, build our character, change our worldview. If they are to have any appeal to us, after all, if we are presented with a challenge that would change, we will be eager for the journey. So today, this fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Jesus invites you and me to get with him in the boat and join with him on the seas of life. I would like to draw your attention to the logo for the Jubilee Year of Hope that's focused on our screen. You can also look at your handheld worship aid. The logo shows four styled figures representing all of humanity from the four corners of the earth. And notice the figures embrace each other. It symbolizes unity and brotherhood and sisterhood. Their different colors represent the diversity of cultures. The very first figure on the front holds onto a cross, which is the symbol of faith and hope. And notice the cross is shaped like a sail which is a sign of Christian hope. Notice the cross bends down toward humanity, offering us the lifeline of certainty and hope. Look closer and see the underlying waves are choppy, and they indicate the pilgrimage of life is not always smooth. And the lower part of the cross is elongated and has turned into an anchor which is the eternal sign for hope. In maritime jargon, I learned, the name given to the spare anchor is the hope anchor, used by vessels for emergency maneuvers to stabilize a ship during storms. In the bigger picture, the pilgrim's journey is not individual, but communal, young, old, in between, but it also moves more and more to the cross. And the cross, friends, is by no means static, but it bends and meets humanity, offering the certainty of its presence and the reassurance of hope. Knowing that the sea is great and that our boat is small, what do we need for the journey yet ahead? Well, I invite three ingredients or three requirements. Number one, put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the waters. Trust him. I had the privilege in my lifetime of touching Pope John Paul's hand briefly for three times, twice in Rome and once in Washington, D.C. What a massive hand, a working person's hand. A hand that he was firm, that reassured my little hand of strength to continue the journey. Talk about reassurance. Put our hand in the hand of the man who calmed the waters, who healed the sick, who forgave the sinners, who found the lost, who held the lonely, who healed the broken. As we put our hand in the hand of the man who calmed the waters, we go with him and launch into the deep. And Jesus is not calling you and me to take half-hearted steps. He's not calling us to going toe-dipping into the water. Jesus calls us to launch out with him into the deep waters of discipleship, not just when convenient, but when inconvenient, but even when there's gloomy skies and snow and ice on the ground. Jesus is calling you and me to launch into deep with this promise. With me, I can do all things who strengthens you. Jesus is our strength. And finally, at the station of hope, most importantly, leave everything else behind. Go forward. Give God the future. Let go. Let God. And filled with gratitude for all that has been, ready for all that yet will be, we make room for hope. With Jesus as the captain of our journey on the big seas of life, the good news is the best is yet to be. And so in coming weeks, we'll have opportunities to go deeper in the waters of discipleship. Perhaps you hear the Lord calling you by name. Come and be part of the team.